how are
you? Yes, sir.
I'll
be better when Bush and Cheney hang for committing 9/11. It's my gauge block on what's going
buddy,
on in our
believe
society.
Me. Nobody's going to shed any tears over here, but there's got to be a lot more than just them hanging for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. But I think as Americans, that's what we have to focus on. Keep it simple. And the fact of the matter is, we know the Bush's old man. We know that the Bushes have been fronting for the Rockefellers since they built Standard Oil on murder and arson back in 1870s Cleveland. Before that, the Bushes were silk stocking mob front lawyers in Kansas City, fronting for the mob. Okay, and then they teamed up with the Rockefellers up in Ohio, which was the oil capital of the world,
right?
Toledo. And they built Standard Oil. There were 28 refineries, and within a period of 8 weeks, all but four had been blown up in mysterious circumstances, or the owners were found dead on their doorsteps Monday morning, the people who refused to sell out for a dime on the dollar to the Rockefeller cartel. And then they paid off federal judges and U.S. senators. You can read Citizen Hearst by Swanberg. I mean, this is all solid scholarship. You can go to my blog, is Jeffersonian Exegesis, theamericanfundament.blogspot.com, or you can just link off of Brian's.
Why don't you throw your blog in the chat for us? Why don't you write your blog in the chat or in the comments
for us? I'll do it. But instead of all
when
this...
When you're all done talking, finish what you're saying.
But here's my point. David Petraeus was a classmate of mine at West Point.
Yep.
I went in the Army when I was 18. I was a true believer. I grew up above the Pentagon.
Yep.
And then I realized once I was at West Point that we were fighting for the side whose leader bragged on BBC that Hitler was his hero, Win Kyo Kee. Dr. King talked about it in his Riverside Church speech, explaining why we shouldn't be in Vietnam on the wrong side of the global revolution. Well, the global revolution is the Jeffersonian American Whig revolution that set people free all around the world. I mean, Jefferson was a prophet of God, as was Dr. King. And that, as Americans, that's American exceptionalism. We got to focus on returning to individual sovereignty. Instead of speculating and imagining all these horrific chipping and all the evil that Monsanto's done and what evil they have in store for us, and how they're talking about evacuating Chicago for the NATO summit, I mean, that's just simply insane. We have to arrest these. I'm sorry?
It's the fear-mongering. They use it so much, and it works so well.
Right. But the bottom line is, we know that the same defined, easily identified, theological, socio-political faction has committed treason against us. They nailed the fascists to the front wall of the U.S. House of Representatives. You can go on C-SPAN and look at the twin fascists. That's a symbol of the power and authority of the Roman state.
Now they control the media, and it's a big difference.
Right. That's a circulation war. You can get a hold of a copy for a few hundred bucks of Unholy Toledo by Hillman. He gives the date and the names when the organized crime took over big media back in the 19-teens in the circulation wars. You go back and look and see this Jewish mobsters, in Hackensack or Hoboken. These folks, they own all these media empires. They're nothing but the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of mobsters, like Catherine Graham, the Washington Post. His father, Eugene Mayer, was his best friend, was Meyer Lansky. Are you gone?
No, we're still here.
Eugene Mayer was...
You're breaking up on your end. If you can hear me, I'll keep riffing.
Keep going, buddy. We can hear you fine. It's actually our co-host. It's his microphone. It's having a little bit of a problem. But go ahead. Go on for another five minutes, brother. No problem.
All right. We the people, veterans sworn to the oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, have to understand that there was no Boeing 757 at the Pentagon. Colonel George Nelson, full Colonel Air Force, top crash analysis officer, went on record with his honorable career saying there was no Boeing 757 at the Pentagon. Our lying eyes can see that it was a missile hole in the same axis as the Columbia Pike approach pad. We know Mossad agents were arrested with explosives outside the World Trade Center, right in that area, and deported. So we know the state of Israel has precipitated an act of war against us, and we're all pretty much Gentiles, and they think we're trash. They believe and teach their children that we are less than human because we're not born Jews. The prophecy of Isaiah is that the new Israel will be founded by our ancestors, the Gentiles. You can read it in books. Read it in the book of Isaiah. It says the new Israel will be founded by the Gentiles, and they will be a refuge to the remnant of the house of Israel, which we have been, and there are plenty of American Jews whose allegiance is to us, is to America. But we got to get back to our creed. A creed is how people knows the Creator. Creed, Creator. Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order, where just truth and justice are worshipped in the holy law courts, and that's the razor cut. Right and wrong is between truth and justice, and when we're on the side of truth and justice, we're on the side of the Creator, the King of America, that Thomas Paine named. All right? That's what our orientation has to be as Americans, and recognize that it's the same faction that killed Kennedy and King to send us to Nam for the Roman 5% Roman Catholic elite that owns 95% of the wealth, that David Rockefeller is their banker, who financed Hitler through Prescott Bush, a member of the Knights of Malta, George Herbert Walker Bush's father. George Herbert Walker Bush, we know, assassinated John Kennedy 6 weeks after he ordered us out of Vietnam. And his
isn't that what all the wars are about? The Vatican controlling everybody's money and using NATO to send everybody in there to take over all their banks?
Right, but Brian, it's not just everybody. It's just this fifth column of the Roman Antichrist that Thomas Jefferson, a prophet of God, identified in his letter to Samuel Crucible, 19 January 1810. The same families have been living over in Europe that ran the Caesars. It's called the Black Aristocracy. They still run the homosexual priesthood of Babylon, the Catholic Church, that was kicked out of Jerusalem, recorded in the Book of Kings. The King Jehoshaphat booted out the cult of male prostitutes. Did you see in the news where they castrated 10 Irish kids a while ago for ratting them out on their molestation? This is the Antichrist, guys. And I'm not a bigot. My mother's family was Roman Catholic. I'm Irish, all right? But the fact of the matter is, when I was at West Point and I realized that they had duped us into going and signing up and going and taking life and leading us into combat for people who loved Hitler, it's the Catholics, man. It's and they know who they are. I had a girlfriend who was CIA, second generation. I was knocking at a Catholic church one night. She explained to me in detail from her father, as a full-time CIA, second generation. The CIA is Roman Catholic, okay? They know what they're doing. These are all guys who were molested as priests. David Petraeus is now the head of them. He's like Admiral Fallon said when he reported for duty over there. He said, oh, you're just a little ass-pissing little chicken shit. He was at West Point. He's a little immigrant boy. He's a swarthy little stunty kid. He'd been shot once in a live-fire exercise. I guarantee you one of his troops nailed him. He named him Petraeus. He's a betrayer. He married the superintendent's daughter, all right? He's an ass-kissing cretin that does nothing but suck up to these traitors like Rockefeller and Kissinger that killed our president and sent 58,000 of them to Nam, shedding the blood of millions of innocents on behalf of nothing short of Satan. This Thomas Jefferson called the Antichrist. We got to get back on team as Americans to legitimize our freedom and liberty by expropriating this fascist plutocracy, this Fed money system that John Kennedy got rid of. When he was president, he used U.S. notes, constitutional money.
So
then they propped him, and that's Rockefeller's bank. You can read, what's the guy's name, the Beast of Jekyll Island or whatever it is. That's all true. It's fiat money. The Steve Forbes grandfather was their flack.
To sum up what you're saying a little bit is – We know who some of these people are because it's the same goddamn families that have been there the whole time. Right. And why are they still getting away with it? Is that what you're saying?
Let me interject something real quick now.
Let me wrap up.
Okay. Good.
No. Please. You say what you're going to say, and then I just want to give something short at the end.
Okay, yeah, no, I just wanted to say, the whole thing was great, the whole Rockefeller-Bush thing at the beginning. I just want to say there's a strange thing, though, at the beginning where how the Bushes were Eastern establishment, but really, in all reality...
No. They were Midwestern mob lawyers in Kansas City. Look it up. Bush is a German Catholic name, B-U-S-C-H. They anglicized it. It's all a fabrication. These are mobsters. Look at their faces, man.
I know.
They don't look like Americans.
I'm not arguing that, man. I just wanted to add that there was Avril Harriman that put Prescott, got him involved pretty much, though. No,
Prescott Bush was a member of the Knights of Malta. Okay, he's a papal knight. You know, yes, even though he called himself an Episcopalian, all right? These are German Catholics that switched over to be Episcopalians in order to look politically acceptable. And I'm from a Catholic family, okay?
But yeah, me too.
Kid ourselves.
They're all Knights of Malta.
You can see their tribe. Richard Nixon was hired into politics by Prescott Bush. He was his butt boy. Richard Nixon was the father of the Queen. George W. Bush had his homosexual lover at the White House. James Ducker, you can look it up. Documented by the Secret Service. But my point is, let me just wrap up because you give me so much time and I appreciate it. All we have to do is get back to our creedal civil religion. All we got is Novus Ordo Seclorum, E Pluribus Unum, and Annuit Septis. Divine Providence blesses our righteous endeavors. There's only one God. Truth and justice, Gandhi said, is God. We can know that if we establish truth and justice in the courts and nothing else, in holy, inviolable law courts, God will smile on us. In the new secular order, no king and no pope. Rome's got to get out of our land. They're the ones that promote illegal immigration. They're the ones that molest the little kids. And E Pluribus Unum, where we're all one people. Anybody's got a different religious take other than just simply the deity, the creator, they keep it to themselves, worship that entity in your closet. We are a creedal civil religion where we can only worship the creator direct as sovereign Americans by the First Amendment. Anything else, like George the homosexual psychopath in the first debate that Jesus was his favorite political philosopher, that was treason against our new secular order creed. You follow me?
I think you said a lot of good things tonight. I really do, but I do think you threw a lot of homosexual shots out there, and I don't agree with what they do, but I mean, what they do on their own time is their own business, and
I agree with you. I mean, when you know, they want to be with people that they're comfortable with, and when they got molested by a priest or by their family, like the Bushes molest their kids, and you can go back and look at the family pictures.
Right.
Then,
that's awful.
Sure, let
I
them
think
have
that's
cover,
awful.
But keep it away from the kids. Any adult that precipitates, any adult that molests a kid, he's got to have the full brunt of the law. But I'm saying that this is a source of earthly evil, is queering little kids and then cutting the nuts off and saying it's the kid's fault that he's talking crazy about how the man of God in the
frock. I totally agree with you.
And it's the hypocrisy. George W. Bush ran for office opposing gay marriage. All these guys.
And then there's another thing, too, is Prescott Bush, of course. You know, they act like the Bushes are this big conservative family, yet he was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. You know,
I've never heard
you before. How did you hear of our show before? How did you hear of us? Because I've never heard you anywhere
Facebook
before.
I'm a Facebook friend with Justin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, all right. And I appreciate your show, guys. But we just got to focus on what we know for an absolute scientific fact is that Bush and Rockefeller with Nixon killed John Kennedy to send us to Nam. We know whoever killed Kennedy killed Dr. King. 58,000 of us died. That's not make-believe. That's not actors, D or C-list actors. That's blood. That's Arlington Cemetery dirt, okay? We know they did that, and we know they did 9/11, and the goddamn Zionists helped them do it as an act of war against us who they think are cattle, a mindless herd. The Jews have contempt for Gentiles, thinking they're lower than us, and Judaism has been hijacked by godless thugs. And we got to stand up as a people and get back only to God. Truth and justice.
You know how we do. You know how we start? We take our goddamn TVs and we throw them out the fucking window.
Amen. 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 You see them on Saturday Night Live or on all these TV shows. And, you know, some of the humor is good. And you look, Brian Williams' daughter is some hack actress that's getting touted on Jimmy Fallon's show. And the intro on this thing is talking about Bin Laden. And the great wonder of Bin Laden being killed by Obama. That's all a lie. And these people are getting paid big bucks to enslave us with their lies. The false news,
it's
false
all lies.
Theater.
Even the alternative media is all lies.
I tell you what it is.
It's just from the other
New
side.
York, it's the New York, L.A. Sodom and Gomorrah axis, man. I've been to New York and L.A. I've seen it up close and personal. These people are servants of Satan. They're traitors. We know they're backing up the people that killed Kennedy and sent us to Nam. We know they're backing up the people who we know committed 9/11, which was controlled demolition in New York. It was a missile to the Pentagon. Top brass, Colonel George Nelson, USAF retired, said it was no Boeing 737. Congressmen and senators talked about it on Larry King the next night about the white jumbo jet as the report came to him from the Pentagon. You can't unring the bell, all right? These people are traitors. Thomas Jefferson nailed them as the Antichrist. They got to go or we're slaves.
My friend, I want to thank you in for calling in a lot tonight. We definitely have some. I agree with you that, you know, with some of the people that would have pulled off 9/11, but as far as your details about what happened, I think maybe you should listen to a few of our 9/11 specials, because there sure was no missile at the Pentagon.
Excuse me? What did you say? There absolutely was a missile at the Pentagon. It went
there
through three rings of the Pentagon.
There was?
It went through three rings of the Pentagon.
I could show you evidence that they just basically showed you CGI on TV, and then there was no rings at the Pentagon.
Most likely, just if anything, just blew a bomb up in the wall. That's all, you know.
Media Hollywood scripted event, my friend.
I'll give it to you. That's fine. I don't care. All that matters is it wasn't a Boeing 757. Commander in chief.
Of course it was.
And I agree with
that. That's treason.
Of course. No, there was no planes involved. You're definitely right.
I agree with a lot of the things you just say. Just on the way out, when you say all these 9/11 things that I don't agree with, me being the 9/11 guy, I can't just sit here and not say anything.
No, I appreciate that, but it's immaterial. The fact of the matter is, it's treason. You're right.
Whether it was this, that, or the other thing, the story they
told
us is totally
immaterial.
Right.
The main thing is they have to be arrested.
What matters is what they told us is not what happened. It wasn't a bunch of Muslim terrorists.
Our troops are dying. Marines, soldiers are dying for their lives. That's treason. We can't be free Americans and let traitors run our country. And like you're saying, even Ron Paul is probably a show. The people must reconvene by focusing on direct worship of the Creator, establishing justice in truth alone and nothing else. Anybody says anything different, anybody that goes across from that, they're a Tory traitor, and they got to get what we gave the Tories in 1776. You give them the oak, you give them the torch, you kick them out of the country. You say, you don't want to be an American, you don't want to worship truth and justice, by God, get out of our country. All assets remain here. We're going to have constitutional money. We're going to repudiate the debt. We're going to get rid of this fascist plutocracy. We're going to pull the fascists down from the front wall of the U.S. House of Representatives, and the Catholics, the goddamn Roman Catholics and the FBI and the CIA have got to go. These are traitors. It's a factional treason, and they know what they're doing. These are molested little kids.
Here's the idea for if we do run out of these guys' hands. This is my opinion, is that we would create a government. There would be no headed actual leader. I would like some type of new Congress, something like that. But here's the thing. It would have to be totally new people. And everyone would have to admit what religion they are. It doesn't matter. And what fraternal organizations they belong to. And if we find out that they're lying about any of that, they're automatically out and banned forever. I think that's
absolutely
the only way that we could ever stop the usurping of
we got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to our roots. American exceptionalism means a creedal civil religion where people can be a Baptist or they can be a Muslim or a Hindu or a Jew or anything they want to be. But in the public common, all we can worship by God is the creed in truth and justice and nothing else. Sectarian factionalism, what like this homosexual psychopath pulled off on us saying Jesus was his favorite political philosopher, is treason. Sectarian factionalism is divide and conquer, Roman techniques that they've used hundreds of times before. That's what all these Catholics are fanning the flames of fear. You look at all the Catholic Rocha, this guy that saves us out of the Air Force Academy living in Malaysia, talking about the hollow points for Homeland Security. These people, how come they're all these Roman Catholics that are doing this? It's because Rome has perfected enslavement.
I agree with that. I have totally agreed with that. For how long now, Justin? Forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The truth of the matter, like you said, though, is you're right. All these people here, and even the Rothschilds, people give the Rothschilds a little too much credit. The Rothschilds are Knights of Malta, and they are the holder of the papal treasury, but they answer to the Black Pope, the Gray Pope, you know, and the regular Pope.
That may be true, Justin. I believe you. Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. But as an American, I don't care. Our country stops at our shore. We got to clean up our own house, and that means Rockefeller, Bush, whatever Rothschild agents are here, whatever agents of the Black aristocracy are here, the fascist plutocracy, the false elite that have pulled off this with the media, with all of the facets of the false elite, have covered up the Kennedy assassination. The whole anti-communism was nothing but an extension of the Vindicator Imperatorius, the papal bull that kicked off the Holocaust, to whatever degree it actually existed. You know, it may have been a phony psych operation to, because I know that that's part of their technique is, oh, you hate me because I'm a Jew. You know, I had a girl in the seventh grade when I moved from Colorado to Arlington, Virginia, Jeannie Nathan, Eugenium Nathan, her father was a big cheese in government. People were running for homeroom president, and I made a political cartoon about our homeroom having a ball and chain with her name on it. And just because she was an obnoxious person and an insincere person. And she, all of a sudden, in the middle of class, she starts screaming and crying in her head, oh, Willie Jones hates me because I'm a Jew. I didn't know what a Jew was. I was from Colorado. I had no knowledge of what Jew meant. All right? So they have done this thing on a macro basis, and they may do that. They may have done that with the numbers on the Holocaust. And I got to tell you, having intimate knowledge of the Jewish community in Atlanta for 20 years, I went to a Yom HaShoah at the Jewish cemetery down Cascade Road, and this woman who'd been in Auschwitz or somewhere, you know, a lot of them were sex slaves. I had customers, good-looking Jewish women who were during the war were sex slaves or something, like the Korean women and with the Japanese. And this woman gets up on the thing. She was a speaker for this event, you know, with thousands of people there. And she goes on for 25 minutes talking about all these horrible things that happened around her. And I believe her, you know, people being shot right next to her, you know, her brother, cousin, whatever, being hauled. I'm willing to believe it. And she kept repeating this theme, this motif. I don't know why I lived. And I was going up for the memorial thing with where you put the stones on a thing. And I said, ma'am, do you not know that it was the grace of God Almighty that preserved you out of your tribulation? Oh, yeah, of course. I said, well, why didn't you say that? Never crossed her mind. Oh, she said, oh, I didn't have enough time. All right? Yeah. God is real. God is who gave us Thomas Jefferson and America.
We do know this.
Say again?
We do know that it can be debated about everything, but I do believe there is a creator, and I believe the Fibonacci strain is a good example of something. Why the Fibonacci scale or whatever it is, where you know everything.
That's for a whole another show though. But
yeah, you know, okay, let me just tell you, we've got another guy that
wants to call in. We've had you on for a while, and we want to thank you for calling in. And
all right, thank you guys. You're great. Thanks for doing what you're doing,
guys. Anytime you want, Sunday night we're on at the same time, 10:30 Eastern, unless we do a special that we announce. So besides that, 10:30 Eastern every time.
All right, I'm gonna put my blog up there. It shows the scholarship on fascist plutocracy's takeover of America.
Put it in the chat and put it in the comments, and it'll stay in the comments. Everybody will see it. You know what I mean?
All right. Thanks, guys. You're great. I appreciate your work. God bless you.
All right, dude. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Justin, you still there? I think I might have dropped Justin, guys, but if I did, I'm going to get him right back on the whole hood right here. Don't worry about that. Okay, maybe not that easy, huh? All right, guys, quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Justin, you here with us?
He's scheduled for 60 minutes.
Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, you're here. It looks like...
Can you hear me, Brian?
Yeah, can you hear me? Justin?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, it's working. You might need to clean that thing out really good or something, dude.
I have no RAM. I got an Echo, though, now.
Oh, yeah, I can take care of that right away. But yeah, you gotta do something. Hold on. I'll shut the echo off. My bad. That's because I was playing the goddamn intro. I know what it is right away, though. And it is totally gone now. As far as that last caller goes, I mean, he made a lot of good points, but he really threw that homophobic type stuff out there a lot. I really wasn't a big fan of that, so I had to cut him off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, and here's my theory on that stuff. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, you can't blame someone for being gay. On the other hand, you know, here's the thing. You know, they're born like that, and they're, you know, they have the same rights. They should have the same rights as everyone else. There's an agenda out there to, you know, in fact, get rid of. You know, we know there's an agenda to end the families. But here's the thing is with things like bisphenol A, which is a gender bender, which yeah. with a lot of these Monsanto stuff and whatnot, it's turning out that more men are being born gay, more women are being, you know,
feminized. Yeah,
yep. They're going through puberty at 6 to 7 years old now. They're getting more, you know, feminine cancers, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. You know, and this is all, and also the birth rates are up. It's like 55-45 now, females to men, but in some places, it's as bad as 70-30 female to male, and it's
China is one of those places, right? Unless whatever they tell us is bullshit, which it could be.
well, China is actually kind of I'm not sure about China. I think it's. China would, and actually, they really don't want a daughter to be born in China, especially among the country people over there, because you're only they have the one child policy, so you're only allowed one child. So a lot of times they don't want a girl because a boy can help more on the farm
then that's the end of the family line if there's no boys to reproduce.
Exactly.
Real quickly before we get off topic, while we were on break, somebody asked who was that in the music. That was a Mortal Technique. That was a Mortal Technique that you guys heard. You might have heard something else real quick, but if you heard the rap song talking about 9/11 and all this other crap, that was a Mortal Technique. Now, as far as if he's misinformation, if he does know the deal, if he doesn't, I don't know. I tend to think he's just a legit guy that believes a lot of the bullshit that a lot of the truth movement believes, but who knows? Maybe he was put there to help push that message out. I don't know.
I
like that song.
What was it? Cause of death or I didn't
hear. It was cause of death. Yep.
Yeah. My opinion on a Mortal Technique is that he's just, I think he's an honest guy and just kind of, just believes what, you know, like you said, a lot of the stuff that's easily out there. I'm sure, you know, he hasn't spent, you know, his whole life researching 9/11. I think he's sort of the casual researcher into some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff he may go a little deeper
in. Same thing with Loopy. They asked about Loopy Fiasco. Same deal. Is he legit?
Right.
Yeah, I think he's legit. He is. He's gone on. Bill O'Reilly told him to go F himself pretty much. I think he's pretty much – I do think he's legit. I don't think he's a legit researcher where he would ever find out the real truth about what happened on 9/11. But do I think he's legit, like a legit voice speaking out saying, hey, this isn't right, yada, 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 we're not idiots? Yeah. Now, it says I know he's friends with Jay-Z, and like I said before, I was a huge Jay-Z fan. He was my absolute favorite. Just because he's friends with him, that doesn't mean that he agrees with everything he does. Jay-Z is probably friends with 900 million people.
Here's my opinion on Lupe. I love Lupe. I love his whole last album. And there was even songs supposedly they left out there. The only problem I have with him, again, is the red flag of the record label that he signed to, you know, and the fact is that, you know, there's a lot of these people out there like a Mortal Technique that aren't signed to, you know, to big record deals and R.A. the Rugged Man. You know, that's my only problem with Lupe. And also the Jay-Z tie. But again, you know, when it comes to music, there's not much out there.
He doesn't talk about that stuff, though. If you listen to Lupe, he's not talking about diamonds, and he's not talking about that.
No,
the dude's talking about the Iran and 9/11 in Iraq. I mean, listen to him.
No, I have. I like Lupe Fiasco as an artist. It's just, I'm just saying, just being around that type of people, And I understand that's how it is. You know, but I'm just giving you both sides of the, you know, both sides of the story here. You know, but as far as Lupe goes, no, I support him. I think people should buy his albums. You know, I think people should listen to it. I tried to get my nephew to listen to Lupe, because I figured that he had some mainstream appeal, you know, and he's into hip hop or whatever, but it didn't really go over well. You know, the whole fact of the matter is, you know, there's not really that many musicians out there that are giving you the truth. So when you see it, you kind of have to take it. You really can't hold them too accountable. Unless they're like the Jay-Z's who are putting the symbols right.
No, you can't. And I want to comment on the chat real quick. Platinum wrote, you know, that, you know, sexual practices within consenting adults is no one's business but theirs. And I'm agreeing.
I think
if they want to be homos and have sex with each other, that's fine. But that's why I got mad when this guy is trying to relate that to their crimes of 9/11. If these guys committed 9/11, and whether Rumsfeld and Cheney had sex with each other in the butt or whether they didn't, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. My only problem with their sexual preference is that it happens to be oftentimes little boys and little girls. Besides that, I can care less what these people do.
Oh, yeah. Little boys and little girls, right. That's when you hate it. And, you know, you see them shipped off to these places like Bohemian Grove and whatnot.
The only thing that bothers me about the fact that they do this stuff is because they claim to be such, you know, Christians or such, you know, whatever. But you know, and yet these people fall into it. Besides that, I don't care what any two people do in their bedroom.
No, I don't. Why would you? Do you think women in their bedroom? You're gonna go kick their door in and raid them? No, I mean, do you want to watch two guys in their room? No, probably not. If you do, there's probably something wrong with you. But you don't want to watch that. But you know what? If they want to do that, what's it bother you? I mean, who cares? Live your own life.
The whole thing I live by is the non-aggression principle: live and let live. You know, and that's what more of us need to do. You know, like I said, there is other aspects to this, but for the most part, no. What two consenting adults do, you know, is between them. You know, like I said, these people bring it a little further with you know, the Johnny Goshes and, you know, these little kids that are kidnapped, but that again has nothing to do with being gay. Not all gay people are pedophiles. In fact, most aren't.
No, a lot of gay people are better parents than people that aren't gay. You know, and a lot of them are. It goes both ways. You know. Just like they do. that's awful. I'm just making a joke. I don't care. I'm just
nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with a little casual humor.
I'm just having a good time. Well, you know, we were gonna talk about some other things. Like, I know we were gonna mention Fukushima real quick.
That's been
natural news a lot. There's been a lot of pitches. There's been a lot of talk of one of their reactors really getting ready to really melt down and we're really screwed this time, yada, 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 yada. How much is fear-mongering? How much is real? You looked at it a lot more than me. You're the expert here. If there was an expert between the two of us, so why don't you tell me what's going on?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert at all.
Well, you know more than I do, that's for sure. Right. So why don't you tell me what's going on?
From my opinion, with Fukushima, it's very hard to tell what really happened between, you know, I do believe that, you know, there was some type of designed earthquake or something like that. And I do believe there were tsunamis. You know, as far as these reactors go and whatnot, I don't know I kind of wonder how these people are still living around there so much, if it's, you know, so
exactly.
Bad. How
did they move so quickly after the first time?
My opinion on all of this, though, is what they actually may be doing is giving an excuse to let off radiation in other places of the world. And then when people are dying from it, eventually they can say, you know, just like it was Chernobyl, they can say, hey, it's from Fukushima. And obviously, we know cancer is a big part of their slow kill agenda. So, I mean, you know, it's very hard to pick through this. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, whatever happened over there, it's definitely some tragic stuff. I do think there's a lot of there is some lies involved and what we've been told, though. As far as reactors melting down, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, but again, you know, you never know. And but here's the thing about this, you know, nuclear power is something that we don't need, something that is totally garbage. As far as you know, there's way better alternatives out there. As far as just,
and it's not,
you know,
safe at all.
It's not, and that's proven by this stuff, by Chernobyl, by you know, Three Mile Island, by all this, you know, and not to mention all the other little leaks and stuff we've had. And you know, obviously the powers that be want radiation out there. They want us to die of cancer. So, you know, it's very possible. I do have some doubts about it, because I have heard from people there that, you know, that have been there, that have said it's not as bad as they're saying. Then, you know, but then again, we, you know, supposedly do have a reactor melting down, which is a big deal. If this is going on, you know, you're looking at, you know, millions and millions of deaths. And, you know, but I don't know. I don't want to speculate yet, because I think it's something that, you know, it needs to really be looked at, you know, by an independent eye, because a lot of what we got was fear mongering. A lot of it was out of the, you know, the same camps that we usually avoid. And, you know, just the fact that it had to do with right after it happened, Alex Jones went out and purchased all this, you know, iodide, and actually marked it up 33% to 40% or whatever.
Yeah. Absolute scumbag. Absolute scumbag.
Just a corner of the market based on fear, you know, and that makes you wonder. And again, you've said you've seen pictures where it looks like, you know, some of the tsunami pictures may have been shopped. And
I'm going to tell you right now, I have seen video where they have absolutely computer generated images of what they would do is they would have a bus and a car and some other debris moving, and it'd be going through the water, and it's all going at the same speed, and it's none of it's ever colliding. None of it ever collides, because if it does, all the graphic technology is going to get fucked up, and you can tell. You can just tell that it's fake when you look at it. When you see the wave, you can see that it's fake. And I'm not saying there wasn't an earthquake there, but they showed us a lot more than what really went on. I think that your premise about radiation being leaked might be right, and I think that they might have faked the tsunami a little bit. I'm not saying there wasn't a real tsunami, but I'm saying some of the footage of people standing next to it and buses being thrown away by the tsunami. Dude, if you ask people there, there's a lot of structural damage that just doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. You know what I mean? I think they might have used the digital imagery again as an excuse and release some related radiation, like you said, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to buy it at first, but I'm starting to believe it, you know?
Well, and here's the main thing. Like Brian said, it doesn't mean that the whole thing was faked. I'm sure there probably was a tsunami, but again, you know, just to make it, you know, just to make this whole situation seem a little worse, why not jazz it up and just make that much more fear? You know, here's the thing, too. They conquer off of fear. They want you to live in fear. People live less that are in constant fear. You know, people get, you know, it's another way of taking your energy from you. Like I've talked about before so many times with the energy vampirism, you know, and that's one thing about, you know, if you're scared, then you're playing, you're falling into their hand one way or another. So, I mean, that's what a lot of the thing is. We have to get rid of the fear that's there, you know, that's there intentionally and that shouldn't be there. You know, and of course, it is a scary place to live in nowadays with all this stuff going on. But I think everything needs to be totally investigated on a case-by-case basis, because, you know, like we've seen with 9/11, like we've seen with so many other things, you know, we've been lied to with 7 or 8 different stories here. You know, there's always a new angle for, you know, someone else that catches on or, you know, has an idea that they know, you know, what the truth is. We may never know the truth of what really happens. Now, you know, here's another possible thing, but again, this could be early, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Conjecture from the same fear-mongering folks that they had all these rods stored there and everything, which would make it even worse. There's all these different types. And that would make sense also, too, that for them also letting go of plutonium and, you know, whatever, cesium, you know, all these different types of radiations in different parts of the world, And almost like guinea pigging people and saying, well, you know, we had this reactor blow up and it had all these different types of radiation in it, you know. And I don't know, nowadays, the as far as the mainstream media goes, the blackouts, it doesn't really matter anymore, just like they do with Ron Paul. It's not really a blackout, you know, with the Ron Paul stuff, you're seeing it somewhere, you know. Anyway, I don't know, it does kind of make you wonder, because I haven't heard anything about the Japan stuff on the mainstream media in at least a year. So, I mean, it that kind of almost gives it some credence, you know. But again, I don't know. I'd have to look into it more.
Do you still follow people like Dutch Sense and people like that on the internet and see what they're looking at?
Dutch Sense is someone that I think, you know, I think for the most part he's on the ball. But again, sometimes I think I don't know. There's been times where he had inside information, or he hit the nail on the head. He called exactly where tornadoes were going to hit right before Joplin, Missouri last year. I do take his stuff into account, but it just seems like, again, you know, here's a guy that every single day is calling out, you know, this part of the world is going to be, you know, is on tornado watch. This is on the, you know. And, yeah, you know, there's a couple times I thought it was going to be a big deal, and it just ended up being, you know, I don't know. So I think, again, it's almost another avenue to buy into. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think he's doing it as a shill. I just think he's, you know, if anything, that's what he likes to do. And he's a amateur meteorologist using this harping technique, which to me, I think it's legit, because – I've had other people I know use the same technique.
What
for
is
example,
it?
He can tell by looking at the.
Oh, we have a call, Justin. We're gonna put the caller right on. Hold on.
Okay.
Welcome to Dose of Reality Radio. You're on with Justin and Brian.
How you guys doing, fellas? This is
doing
Jeff.
Excellent. How are you?
Jeff back home. Good. I'm doing good. Just listening.
What's
to
up, Jeff?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. How about yourself?
I'm all right, man. I mean, I was listening to that guy. He's making a lot of valid points. But besides that, you know, like, his whole theory on homosexuality is almost laughable at this point, being 2012, being where I'm at in my life and what I've been experiencing, everything else. You know, it's just extended hatred. It's something I've got put in the book
yeah.
that people were told their entire life is the most important book and to live their lives off this. And that's why everybody hates what they hate. You know, homosexuality was going on in the days of King Solomon and Gomorrah, if you believe those days existed. You know, my personal beliefs don't really, you know, interact with the way a lot of other people think. So that's fine and dandy. You know, the way I feel the world country should be is everybody should be able to feel and act whatever way they want to act. It's their life. I have no control of your life. You shouldn't have any control of my life.
Yeah,
whatever they want to do is whatever they want to do. You know,
didn't
I mean,
you feel that he went at it more than once? I mean, he did it like 10 times.
And the whole thing about calling somebody because they molest a little boy or a little girl gay, that doesn't make them gay. That makes them a predator. That makes them a monster.
Right.
Okay, there's a big difference between a predator and a monster and a person who happens to be attracted to the opposite sex. Okay, I'm living in San Francisco right now. I tell you, people got it right out here. Okay, the people's beliefs and the way they think, it ain't like back east. I'm originally from Connecticut. Back east my whole life. You know, I've done things most men won't, and that's not me anymore. But I'm seeing things clearly for the first time in a long time. And I'm pissed off. There's not more I could do. Right now I'm trying to work on some projects that hate for my time, but when I do have some free time, in my downtime, I've been doing a lot of research. Shit don't add up. It never does. Anytime there's something happens, it's sad, but the way we live in the world we're living in now, 2012, as soon as something happens around the world, you gotta ask three questions. Why, who, and how? Why is this happening? How did this happen? And who's gonna benefit? And probably 100% of the time, if not 95% of the time, it's gonna be somewhat of the global elites, or, you know, the global elites around the world are just passing the torch back and forth to each other to just keep hiding behind the veil they created. You know, whatever you wanna call them, the Illuminati, you know, whatever name you got for
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, well, yeah. We know what you mean. The powers that be, whoever you know, whoever
no,
they may be.
And,
right.
And why is it that every person in this country, from before I was born to now, that speaks peace, and is actually a person that people listen to, whether they're famous, a sports figure, you know, some kind of author, anybody that's preaching peace and love ends up getting fucking clipped. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, right. John Lennon, who else recently? JFK is the first president who actually spoke the truth about secret society and everything else. He's the first president they came to with a false flag in Cuba that they wanted to dress up an American fighter plane or some kind of aircraft. They wanted to dress up as being a Cuban one shooting down an American one to justify us going into Cuba. He shot that down, and he ends up dead.
Hold on a second, Jibs. Let me interject there just to correct you. You're for the most part, you're 100% right.
Well,
with
I'm almost done. Just let me just make my point, and then I'll let you go. My point being this, okay? As soon as they get him out of the fucking way, they need to make the whole world think it was either Lee Harvey Oswald or the Mafia, which was neither one of them. Maybe the Mafia had some influence with whacking the dude when he first came out. Maybe that was a role, but he had nothing to do with that. Yet it's funny to me that they go from swearing in Lyndon Johnson, LBJ, whatever the fuck his name was, and then 2 seconds later, who do they bring in to be the next president? Richard Nixon. Can you tell me who lost to John F. Kennedy in that election? Which is probably the last election that the public actually had any outcome on. Would have been John F. Kennedy beat him. That's who beat him. And then you fast forward after they get Lyndon Johnson for his little short stay to where he had to be sworn in because he was vice president when he got assassinated. They went straight over him to Richard Nixon. And ever since then, they've been handpicking who they want to go in there because they all have the same fucking agenda. It's just sickening.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely been going on longer than that. And the thing about Kennedy, too, is he was actually handpicked, but he went against... He went against his whole thing.
He didn't like what he saw when he got there.
Right. He had a conscience and he decided that he wanted to actually try to to be American. You know, he really wanted to not let us enter this war that he knew was based on bullshit. He wanted to start printing real greenbacks. He wanted to limit the Federal Reserve's power, and there's a lot of things. There's also rumored that he wanted to stop Israel from getting nukes too. You know, so I mean, there's a lot of JFK stepped on a lot of toes in a very short time, and the people that killed him, I totally believe it was from the highest office, from LBJ and also, those guys, but it was Alan Dulles, the Dulles brothers, and George Bush. They were the ones that came up with that whole thing, and they've been in power ever since.
No, somebody wrote in the chat that Howard Hunt confessed, but that was also in his deathbed, too. So
yeah.
you gotta think about that a little bit.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
Howard Hunt and James Files also has confessed. James Files is in jail. And it's confessed. I do believe that they were gunmen there. No matter what, they were. But it doesn't mean that they didn't think of it. You know, George. I'm not saying George Bush was out there with a rifle.
The way they made the E. Howard Hunt interview before I heard it sound, they made it sound like he was going to say he was the gunman. But then when I heard it, he just said Potter being the master plan and all this.
It's the same principles back home, man. Just like when I used to hustle, homie. You're not the main man out there, okay? You're the architect. You put the plan together, and then you pitch it out to everybody that's underneath you that works for you. You have them do your bidding for you.
Yeah, yes,
you get to
man.
A point, you get right. to you get to a point to where you can take your way from the street, the government. You can you can have that buffer between you.
Guys.
To limit your exposure, whether you're doing something illegal or illegal. It's the blueprint people have been following forever. They're the fucking gang in the United States. They are the world.
Name, that's when they take you out. You know what I mean? If you look at when Kennedy was killed too, right? Look at that last corner that he took. Where's all the protection? Where's all the people in the grassy area? Besides the grassy knoll, what about across the street, that grassy area with thousands of people?
That was a triangulated military hit. Go ahead, Jim.
Where was everybody?
I've seen photos of Lee Harvey Oswald outside the depository when Kennedy's car's coming by.
Unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, Oswald was not even where they said he was. He wasn't even there.
If he was, you can't get that many shots off that fast, man. No. You know what I mean? I've shot plenty enough guns in my life to know that, especially from that distance. And he was he was, you know, a top tier. Well, you know, he's been around guns his whole life, but that's almost the impossible shot. And then you can't explain how he got shot from the front if when he's shooting, he's shooting from behind.
Check this out. There was an expert Vietnam War sniper, and he tried to get the three shots off with the Italian.
Yeah,
rifle.
He tried to reenact the shots, and he couldn't do it.
Could not do it. So it you know, we know that was impossible. Yeah, though the whole Kennedy thing was, no matter what, was 100%. Inside job.
My problem being where we're at in this world and where we're at in this country, being taking it from today and moving forward, is the lack of independent thinking going on in this country. The lack of people thinking for themselves and just, you know, not asking all the right questions.
Have a stock, man.
Having things presented them to them as fake truth and believing them. You know, it's almost like the rumor back in high school that, you know, you watch somebody having a little bullshit fish fight that lasted 10 seconds. At the end of the day, the dude got stabbed and the other dude's on bond for fucking $2 million. You know what I mean? Things just, people just keep feeding into shit and they just keep making things even worse. You know, it's ridiculous, dude. Something's got to happen. You know, it's great that you guys got this show. It's great that there's other people out there doing things. But, like, what I'm talking about is something far more vast that needs to happen. Otherwise, we're all fucking screwed.
Yeah,
you know, you could even look at all the kids our age that are coming back from war that are against the war and are finally starting to speak out. What I would do is I would try to, you know, reach out as much as possible, you know, with what you guys are doing already, trying to reach out to people that have the same views as you, that share the same views as you, get a little more organized, you know, try to find somebody that can be the front man of your shit. Try to go, you know, something's got to happen to where a revolution has to happen, where the government's going to have to be overthrown.
Jim's,
as crazy as that sounds, that's the truth. You know what I mean? It can't be Democrat anymore. It can't be Republican. It's got to be an independent union.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, but this has to be a leaderless thing. That's the thing. This has to be leaderless. This has to be everybody. We have to get 30% or at least 20% of the population.
Listen, why can't we? The global elite only make up 1% of the population.
Of
1%.
Course, not even
1%.
Not even 1%. Not even 1%. 1% with 1% is counting all their minions and bankers and everyone else who would change size. There, a lot of the real 1% is there's 30,000 people that run the world. That's about it. I would say 10 to 30,000 people that actually get to make decisions, and even that, you know, is so, you know, even that may be, you know, be a high number, but you know, there's maybe a million or a few million that have, you know, a big stake in what's going on. But for the most part, everybody should be on humanity's side, besides these few people, you know.
But you know, I've seen something today. 70% of the people don't even know what the federal. They know what the Federal Reserve is, but they don't know what the Federal Reserve does, or they think the federal government owns the Federal Reserve. That made me my whole stomach turn today.
Yeah, yeah. No, people believe that it's a part of the government. They.
Why do you think they call it the Federal Reserve? Because that was the whole fucking thing. They wanted people to think it had something to do with the federal government.
And it even has his.
Who's been holding Germany's gold? You know what I'm saying? Since World
Federal
War II.
Federal Express.
Yeah, it's a joke, man. It's a laughing joke. And that's what goes back to my point about independent thinkers, because, you know, people have these things right in front of them and they just don't even bother to look at it anymore.
Well, that's the thing. That's
you know,
the thing,
I'm at the point now where I'm not even watching
critical
TV.
Thinkers,
and if I want to do watch news, I only watch it just to fucking laugh at how fucking stupid people are.
That's the only reason
I watch it too. If I ever turn it on, it's just to see what their talking points are real quick.
I probably
only do that once every couple of weeks.
To see who they're with. I mean, the only thing I disagree with you guys. The only thing I disagree with what one of you said today was the whole thing with Ron Paul. You don't know yet. You know, if he gets elected, then yeah, he's with them. But if he doesn't,
no,
then he's
no, no.
Not.
But
a lot of,
but if you read our blogs, if you've been thorough and read our blogs on him and read his contradictions that he's already done that haven't made it into the spotlight, you might think.
Okay, yeah, no, I haven't gotten into that. Listen, I don't just look up YouTube. I don't just get my opinions from YouTube like all these other assholes.
Exactly, and I've done some deep research.
I use a lot of things as a base to start, and then I do a little more digging.
Let me just tell you, this is the guy that goes on tape about the NDAA, and he wants to end it and repeal it, and he wants to end and repeal SOPA. And do you know that in Texas, he actually emailed all his supporters in Texas and asked them to go and vote for Lamar Smith, the guy who wrote SOPA. The guy who wrote SOPA. Okay?
I didn't know. I just started. Honestly, I just started looking up Ron Paul.
Did you know that the NDAA, he didn't even show up to vote for the last time?
Ron Paul, the one guy
who should have made a cameo there, didn't even show up to vote for it. It's a fucking joke, dude.
Here's my two possible things for Ron Paul. Now, here's the thing. Either A, he gets elected, which is looking more and more likely by the day.
If he's made it this far onto the TV, think about it. How controlled is it?
Exactly. And guys like, and here's the thing. Guys like John Stewart push him. Bill Maher subtly pushes him. But here's the thing. Here's the two things that are going to happen. A, he gets elected, which is looking more and more likely every day, selected. And what he's going to do is he's going to go in, and the alternative media is going to give him a total break. People are going to think we won. People are going to sit back and not say anything, not criticize the government, because, you know, who's the one criticizing the government? Everyone that's voting for Ron Paul, which voting doesn't matter. It's, you know, we know who wins, they put in. But the biggest thing is the gold standard that he has totally been invested in, that he wants so bad. The prices are fixed every day by the Rothschilds. They lie about how much gold is in circulation. The gold standard would pretty much make this economy 10 times worse. And it doesn't matter. It's not his thing. It's just the fact that if he gets in, that's going to be, you know, his support.
Well, that's getting back to my point where I said you don't know unless he gets in or not, because I do get your points, and I do understand what you're saying, because I was thinking about it today. He could have been spitting all this policy and everything else because he knew the blueprint of everything that was going to go on, because all the global elites do. They knew that the housing market was going to crash. They knew that the economy was going to crash.
He didn't even show his face for the NDAA.
Eight years later, he looks like the savior, if that's the way they're going with this. But we won't know until, you know what I mean, he gets...
Exactly, but here's the other way now. Now check out the plan B. Here's what...
What people need to understand... Listen, I'll let you go. No, I don't mean let you go like I'm going to hang up. I'm going to let you go into your next point. Just let me just say this. The problem is people are just going to accept things, and it just can't be anymore. You know, you can't just be like, okay, or you're getting freaking lied to, and then you're just okay with it. You know, it gets to the point. Do you want to stand on your feet and live like a man, or do you want to die on your fucking knees? Because I'm tired of training these people and just watching them destroy this country. I'm scared for my daughters growing up. What's going to happen? You know what I mean? Where's the world going to be in the next 20 years?
A politician is not going to change things. But here's plan B.
No, he's not. That gets back to my point. I said that, you know, we need a new union in this country.
Well, check out plan B, though. Here's plan B. Plan B is they push it to where he almost wins, and they openly, just like they did with Gore and Bush in 2000, they openly cheat it. So everybody knows Diebold fix the election so that Ron Paul...
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. They announced that what's-his-face once the people went out and stopped voting.
And then what'll happen then is you'll have fucking riots. We're going to have riots because, for one, Obama's black. For two, you know, the fact that all...
Oh, they've been trying to incite a race war for years. They keep trying to do it, whether it's black or Muslim, whether it's white and black, whether
Mexican,
it's white and Spanish, whether it's Spanish and black. You know, they keep trying to preach this shit. And, you know, the thing is, the racism don't exist with me and my friends these days. I got Spanish friends. I got black friends. I got white friends. I got all different color friends. I got fucking purple if they made them. But the thing is, they make purple trash. They make black trash. They make white trash. They make Spanish trash. There's bad in all people, okay? You got to assess somebody for who they are, not the color of their fucking skin. I'm tired of that shit. 2012. People need to get off that racist shit.
That's what they're doing. That's the plan. Is that the plan is to, you know, then you have the country destroy itself. Because you see riots, you're going to see race wars, you see people scared to leave their home. People are going to be asking for help. What is the asking for help? They're going to be asking for the troops to come and
save them. They're going to want a savior. They're going to get another fucking false flag or another false prophet or another false savior. And it just goes on and on and on. That's why I said things need to happen to where enough independent thinkers get together and they try to come up with a better solution, because the one we have now and the one we have in place is not working. It's not going to work.
It's not.
It's in place for the people that run the things to live long and prosper and to reap all the fruits and benefits from the labors, and everybody else to fucking struggle.
Exactly.
I'm tired of it. I've been rich before, I've been poor before, and I've been rich again. Okay, it's money don't make you happy. Money doesn't make you happy. Yeah. It makes you live comfortable. It allows you to do things, but that's not fucking living. You know, I spent the last 10 years of my life doing all the wrong things, and I thought I was happy. And now that I'm not doing that anymore, I'm actually doing what I like, and I'm actually doing what I love. I've never been happier.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, and here's the other thing, too, is now this is where the other possibility is. That Ron Paul the whole time is running. He's not even going to get the whole nomination, but his thing was to just go and take our attention and put it on this phony election that doesn't even matter, instead of going and trying to make real change.
The old dog and pony show when we want to do a joke on somebody. It's the same principles. That's what I mean. Everything falls back to the same blueprint. These people need to understand too. These people are very, very smart people. Okay, they're not some dummies.
They're 10 steps ahead.
Don't think that they don't. They're not 10 steps east, 10 steps north, 10 steps south, and 10 steps west, because they are. They think about every different outcome. They think about every segue into the next thing that could happen
they
and everything else that has all bases covered.
30 years ago, that's how smart.
I know.
That's even farther back.
Yeah.
Another thing about it.
I was thinking on the low side. Okay.
Yeah.
30 years ago, they planned that shit. That's how.
Another thing that bothers me is everybody's different beliefs on 9/11. They'll sit there and argue with each other over this and that. But the one thing is they should come together, is that they're both agreeing that there is some kind of conspiracy going on. Not exactly. And they end up, what they end up doing is they end up fighting each other because they want to make their point more valid than the next. Who gives a fuck? Okay?
That came out wrong.
I don't mean who gives a fuck. What I mean is, let's stop arguing over how it happened, and let's start, you know, coming together that it did happen. Let's make that the focal point instead of sitting there trying to debunk each other.
Right, let me get the first thing out, because I know Brian wants. But here's the thing, because the first thing is, all right, you have some people that believe it was a conspiracy, but they believe that the Bushes just let it, the Bush and Cheney just let it happen. And now
is awful on its own, if that is what happened, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's a CGI, or, you know what I mean?
Hold on. But let me finish. You know why that's dangerous? Because they still have Muslims, terrorists, as being the ones that did this. So to me, that is still pushing this, you know, negative bullshit stereotype.
It's the racism. It's the racism agenda. It's an agenda at every turn.
And then here's the other thing, though. And then the only reason why it wouldn't matter if after that, I really wouldn't care. But the fact that the only reason why it makes people like Brian mad and people like myself is when you have these people saying that if you believe no planes hit the World Trade Center, you're disinfo. We're willing to work with those people.
That's what I mean.
Instead of these people being, you know what I mean, flawed and being yelled at for not having it right, people need to be like, like you said, bring them in and let them, you know what I mean, see what you've seen, and let them adjust their eyes to the truth.
But people aren't trying to debunk each other.
Those people aren't the real people. Those people are sitting there doing all the trolling. They're probably, you know, with that agenda. I'm talking about the independent thinkers that don't have it right.
It's not like 9 out of 10 people you can bring into your house and show them that planes didn't hit the buildings, and they'll be like, oh wow. Because as a matter of fact, half of them are going to argue with you and act crazy in the street because that's how they are. Because
I know.
That's what the government's done. They put all these trolls out there and all these shills to push this whole bullshit story, this whole terror story. And you know what it is? It's nothing more than the moon hoax 40 years later. It's just another big, huge fucking Hollywood media hoax, except this time they use terrorists.
The biggest thing I have with people, and this is what I always fall back to, regardless of what you think happened or your beliefs on what happened, every time I get in an argument with somebody or a debate, I always fall back to this. I said, you can't dispute the pension fund. What do you mean the pension fund? The victim's pension fund. I said, okay, let's just say, for instance, you had a deadbeat brother who was a junkie, who was a loser, who was stealing from you, your family.
Okay.
You guys exile him from the family, haven't talked to him in 10 years. So let's say he dies in that World Trade Center, okay? And there's a pension fund with what? What was it, $2 million for each family?
There was roughly between $2 million for each family, and $3 million for each family.
Okay.
Correct.
I said, would you go collect that money? Because you would have the right to, because that would be your
kid. Yes, you would. And you know how many collected?
And they said absolutely.
100.
I said, well, why is the pension fund fucking almost full then?
I don't get any
rebuttal ever from that.
And then they tell me
that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'll bring it up right for them. And I'll show them.
It's
you know
all
what I mean?
Bullshit. My friend, those buildings were sealed off, and those people were not in those towers when those buildings came down. What we were shown on TV is not what really happened with the buildings. When have you ever seen, in the history of the world, have you ever seen a building collapse from the top down like a fucking mushroom cloud? Ever.
When is it considered protocol for almost 3,000 homicides for the evidence to be cleaned up without any
totally gone? Not only that guy,
to be totally gone,
to be on tape,
caught out saying they were moving it out and nobody went through it. And then they looked at it somewhere else.
9 days later, they reopened Wall Street and there's 3,000 dead bodies there. And not only that, if you go to the official 9/11 memorials, do you know that over 1,400 of the supposed victims don't even have one picture? And most of them.
Yeah, no, I know. I've looked at a lot of your links and your researches about the photoshopping and about the fake victims.
And it's not bullshit.
You can't dispute people, you know, walking into things that they shouldn't, you know, people's faces I'm starting to get in and learn that side of the business because I'm working on a few projects, one of them being an adult cartoon, so I'm trying to figure out how a lot of that stuff works with animation and different CGI screens and all that other stuff.
A lot of people that watch movies.
They think things. You know what I mean? Look almost real. If they weren't watching the movie, they would think that would be the absolute truth.
Listen, I'm gonna post a video on the chat in a minute, and it's of World Trade Center 7, okay? And you're gonna watch it come down, and in 8 different angles, you're gonna see there's gonna be sunlight on one, another one it's gonna be hazy, another one it's gonna be on fire, another one it's not gonna be on fire, another one.
That's another thing nobody can ever answer me. That thinks that Muslims flew planes into the World Trade Center. I said, okay, let's just say the perfect world. You're right. I said, explain to me this. How does the last building fall that nothing hit? I either get two responses. I either get what building are you talking about, or it was the jet fuel from the other, or the debris from the other buildings that went over there.
Well,
and I start laughing. I said, you know what? My 8-year-old daughter can come up with a better intelligent answer than that.
I'll give you a third response. The third response is, well, the buildings came down however buildings normally come down when they fucking destroy.
Like what? A controlled demolition? Because I've seen plenty of those.
TNT, fucking thermite, I don't know, whatever they use to take down buildings when they take down skyscrapers. That's what they did. Except, you know what they did? At 8:45 in the morning, I think they really did blow a hole in the side of the towers for anybody across the water, anything. But nobody was in those towers. And you remember the stories in the news coming out about the white smoke? Do you remember the white smoke coming up? They were talking about it in the news. Oh, there's white smoke coming from the base of the towers. That's because the military smoke grenaded everything out. Nobody could see a fucking thing. And those buildings came down at some point during the day, probably during around the times that we think, but everything we saw on TV is fucking fake. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And the people, go
analyze.
And the people that grew a pair or grew a conscious ended up getting clipped. And the other way they were able, and people, another thing people say, well, there's no way they can make that kind
of
mask.
A lot of that's bogus, too.
There's no way they can make that kind of mask suicide, a mass death. And there's no way that many people go along with that. Well, what if they didn't have to go along with it? What do you mean? I said, what if they were told, and what if they didn't kill people? Or they didn't die that day?
And they were paid
handsomely for it. You don't think that somebody would go along with that?
Exactly. Why would they – if they didn't kill 3,000 people to begin with, do you think they're going to kill off 300 witnesses to cover it up? Of course they're not going to.
And why do you think the Illuminati is such a fucking – is such a big involved in the rap industry now? I'll tell you why. It's because most of those kids, whether they're real or not, and half of them are fucking fake-ass drug dealers who've never been in the game. And if they ever had any work back home, they would have got fucking stuck in 2 seconds and I'd have somebody kick their fucking door and take their safe. But regardless, they're impressionable because they don't come for money. So if you put a big boatload of money in front of them, they're going to become and do whatever you ask of them. It doesn't matter because now you're giving them a position of power, and now they feel like a man, and they feel like they finally arrived. So you take somebody from the ghetto or the hood or from, you know, lower living, and you put a lot of money in front of them that's going to change their life that they never had. Guess what? They're going to do whatever the fuck you ask of them to do. That's why so many people fucking sell their souls.
Let me make a quick point, and I made this in my first blog. You know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. Like before, I realized about a lot of the CGI. I knew the planes were CGI. I didn't know about the buildings and all that until the last few months when I really started studying all the collapse footage and everything. Okay, but I realized a lot of things, and I realized that if you took the victim compensation fund and the business compensation fund, you could hire 800 actors.
Oh, the business compensation fund was bigger than the am I correct on that? The business was bigger than the victim pension, correct?
You could give them $50 million a year for life and to never open their mouth, and you pull the money and that's it. And they're
I'm pretty sure that's what the business compensation fund was for.
Yeah,
because that was twice or three times the size of the victims' fund, correct?
And did you ever hear of Camera Planet? All the videos that we saw on YouTube of all the supposed firemen witnesses and all the second plane videos coming in, all those videos on Camera Planet, those originally came from Camera Planet. Those supposedly came from a guy named Steven Rosenbaum, who actually put an ad out in Vanity Fair and New York Times, and he just decided to ask everybody in New York to please send him their videos, and they sent him over 500 megabytes or 500 hours of videos. Can you believe that shit? I mean, come on,
yeah.
Man. It's so bogus.
What's your belief on these people? Is the fact that you think they just use Satanism as a form to, you know, instill fear, so people that think that the boogeyman actually doesn't exist, that they're devil worshiping people, or do you think that they're just using this to play off the religion thing and try to set up a fake? My question being, do you think that they actually believe in the devil and in God, and that they're preparing for the revelations and Armageddon war?
Or do you think
that they're doing this just to play off people's religions because they have technology now? If they wanted to, let's just say, put Christ in the sky like they do with Tupac.
I'll make it short, and I'll let Justin take over. How's that? Okay, because I'm not very religious at all. So my theory is, I think a lot of these people are very, very, very much into Satanism, and I think there's a lot of ties into that. As far as anything beyond that, I have no knowledge as far as that goes, and I'll leave that up.
I don't either. I mean, that's pure speculation. Or, if I was to make a guess, obviously it's not married off facts. It's just my own personal opinion. I just don't know because I can see both angles. You know what I mean?
It's terror and it's embezzlement. They're going to make money off this forever. Billions and trillions of dollars of war.
Well, that too, and they could also play off the, you know, off the Christians, because, you know, the Christian percentage is overwhelming in the world and in this country.
I'm not really looking at the holy angle like you are. I'm really not.
Say it again?
I'll let Justin speak on that, though. Justin, what do you think?
I think the whole thing with them, I think that they're using the religious scripts as a playbook. I totally think
that's what I think too. Yeah. We've had this discussion too. I just wanted to hear his thoughts on it as well. But I mean, I'm not saying I want your listeners to think I'm sitting here saying these are facts, because they're not. This is one personal belief who's been awoken, you know, for a couple years now.
Right.
No,
no,
I'm just very anti-religious, and I don't want to come across as that to my listeners and turn anybody off for any reason that I don't need to. I'm just, like, so against, like, that whole bullshit.
The organized religion, right. Exactly.
I think religion is the oldest running con in the history of time. But that's just another, like I said, that's just another man's personal opinion.
Anything organized, it gets co-opted, and that's how it goes. It doesn't matter what it is.
Enough people believe in it to where you have to actually look at it and acknowledge it. You see what I'm saying? You can't just dismiss it because enough people's beliefs and the way they've been living their entire lives are based on that. And religion's a touchy subject. You know, it's also responsible for more murder and death than anything since the beginning of time.
No, it is. I don't know. My whole thing on this, though, if you ask, though, about the elites, they believe in something. I'll tell you that. They believe in something, but they also look at themselves as gods. They believe that they've
my research has been bringing me up to that. So,
yeah. They've made it to this point to believe that they are actual gods, and that they you know, with transhumanism, they'll be able to live, you know, for hundreds and thousands of years or whatever. And that's the thing.
Which in their minds would make them immortal.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why they don't need us making more kids. That's why they want to get rid of us eventually, you know, slowly but surely. And, you know, and that's why they're, it sounds crazy, but eventually they're working on cloning people. Some people say it's already, you know, but that way, what do you have? You have a bunch of dumb people that are just, you know, worker slaves and are content by doing it. And,
it turns into that movie Idiocracy or whatever the hell it's called.
Yep, and people are just content doing that and being happy with whatever whatever's thrown to them, and that's what it is. For once, they won't need to actually, you know, kill anyone to get their way, because people will just think that these
they'll just go along and nobody will question anything, and everything will just be according to plan. No, I mean, I get it. You know, it makes sense. I mean, I don't understand how people can't listen. Show the problem is, you know, anybody that you've come across of, you know, either they were friends or previous friends or just acquaintances that want to debunk what you're doing and just make it sound like Hogwarts, those are the same people that won't take 5 minutes out of their day to listen to you or hear you out. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't have to agree with what the next man says, and I'm a firm believer in this, but you also need to hear somebody out, because I'm not always right. You're not always right. He's not always right.
No.
She's not always right.
All day,
always
be
right.
Never claim to be. Never claim
collective,
to be.
And collective thinking, it creates solutions. You know?
I've looked through so many bullshit fucking theories on my way to, you know, I've been wrong so many times, just like other people, man. You gotta admit that you're wrong, and you gotta be enlightened by that, and you gotta want to learn the truth, man. You gotta want to learn to keep digging, dude. That's how it's
nobody's perfect, and that's part of the human experience, man, is to keep pushing, you know, and don't be yourself, you know. Don't let somebody control you. Don't fall. Don't do something because this man's doing it. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because you think it's right. Do it because you stand up for it. Do it because you think it's truth.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah. Absolutely, man.
All right, fellas. I'm going to let you go. I'll keep listening. It was good talking to you, Justin. I'm proud of you, bro. Fucking keep it up. And when we get things off the ground, maybe we'll go get you guys syndicated. I'm working on a few things to better my situation. And once that happens, I'll be in a position where I can maybe help you guys out if you already are off the ground by then. Because I think you need a bigger audience to where you can be heard. And, you know, it's funny. One last point is, you know, I have almost 800 friends on Facebook. I'll post something about the government or 9/11. I'll get maybe 10 likes, maybe a couple comments.
It's awful. You got to get in groups. Come join our group, like our real news group.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm just saying in the context of how uninformed people I even talk to or I've known in my life are, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know what
you I noticed you've been posting a few things here and there lately, though, and on your page you get nothing, you get crickets, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not crickets, but, you know, as many friends as I do have, and, you know, fucking, you would think more people and read things, you know what I mean? Like,
you
stop to watch a link that takes 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes.
To be honest, to be honest, Jibs, you know what I think they think? I think they're thinking, oh, God, Jibs is going down the same road as Cookie went. Let's not encourage him. I really think that's what they think, to be honest.
Well, you know what? When have I never not done anything I've wanted to do? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't follow. You know I'm not a follower, homie.
Of
never
course.
Has been. Have I never not done anything I wanted to do? How many times before I go, you know, before you started this road, before you started doing the radio, when you were just doing your research on Lisa last
year,
I tell them, what did I tell you? Tell them to go fuck themselves. Go fuck them. You don't even care because you're an independent thinker.
Exactly. Dude, yo, you're the one. I remember we watched Loose Change together in 2005.
Yeah. And that was a little bit of misdirection. That was sleight of hand, too. But we know that now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But that, you know what? That was the first thing I saw, too, and that opened up my mind.
And this is how smart these people are, because they knew eventually a small percentage of this country would be questioning things. So they had to throw some kind of spin factor on it. So they hit you with Fahrenheit 9/11. So they hit you with this. So they hit you with that. So they hit you with now you got these other assholes spitting their theories, and all they're instead of sitting there coming to the common truth, what we're doing is sitting there debunking each other. It goes back to what I brought up in the beginning, how people, they're coming together because they disagree. They agree on that something happened, but they disagree the way it happened. So what they do is they sit there picking each other apart and not coming to the big problem and coming together and doing something about it.
I understand, but you know, if you're going to come together and do something about it, don't you eventually need to prove it and get the same story straight so you can prove it?
This is why
I brought the fact that you have all these kids coming back from Iraq and Iran, and all these kids that are our age, maybe a little older, are speaking out, and they know the truth. The people that know the truth are going to be the people that were involved, that aren't involved anymore. Let's get those people. Let's bring those in. I'd rather see those people in office than the people that we have now.
Do you really think those kids on the ground in Iraq know the truth about what happened on 9/11, though?
I think they're getting up to things, and I think they're starting to do research because what I've been looking at, I've been reading online, and everything else, a lot of them are.
Hold on one second.
Look it up when you get some time tomorrow.
Hold on one second. I just want to go back to something. Now, you talked about what would be one of the easiest ways to make people look at back, you know, 9/11 and say, well, wouldn't one of the easiest ways to be to see that there's, not – that all that money is still left? People don't know that, you know, like
yeah, no, saying. They don't.
And it's information that falls by the wayside. And part of the regular truth movement suppresses that knowledge, and that's the thing.
Yep.
That should be
because Alex Jones is a fraud, and if I ever see that dude in the street, course. I'll just run his fucking mouth.
I'm gonna kick him right in the ribs for you.
I'm dead serious. I got hands too. I'll hit him with a piece. You won't know what the fuck he's at.
No, I'm dead serious too. We talked about this. We talked about driving in New York the other day to punch Burmese Luke right in the mouth.
that makes him just as bad because he knows
he's
what's
a
going
traitor.
On. He's a traitor. Yeah, he's a traitor. He's a fucking.
He's
commie.
A traitor, as big as a traitor as he can be.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep, and these people online praise him like he's fucking the next coming. And they would follow this guy. They would follow this guy in the hell. What did he get? What's he get? He gets money. He gets his own show. He gets a good majority of the proceeds.
Yep.
You know, and if you go and look and do the research, I guarantee you the people that own this production company or running this company are somewhere probably three times removed from the elite.
Yeah, he's a traitor. But you know what, though? We had you on for a whole hour, and this other guy, Platinum, he wants to hop in, and he wants to ask.
Oh, wow, that hour went that quick?
Yeah, so we're gonna hang up with you. We're gonna
No worries. I'll let you guys go. Are you gonna keep going on, or are you getting off now?
No, we're going to keep going on. We're going to take another caller right now, so stick around.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go back online.
All right, cool.
All right, fellas. Take it easy. Keep
Call
it up. I'm proud of you guys.
If you can, Facebook friend me too, buddy. I'm good to talk to on there.
Yeah, I think we already are.
All right, cool.